Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
In my hand, I hold three names.
All right.
From three members of Kid Nation who signed up at KidNation.com to play Beat the Bank. Don't worry if your name is not called, because if these people don't call back within 10 minutes, we open it up for everyone.
That's right.
And then we play again an hour from now, so you still have a chance. So sign up at KidNation.com so we can call your name.
It'll take you like a second.
Here are the names for this hour. Marisol Gutierrez, Sherry Turner, Melissa Van Til. Melissa Van Til, Sherry Turner, Marisol Gutierrez, you have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your 10 minutes start now. We will clear the phone line so you have a shot. Boom. We were reading some of the text messages.
Okay, you can text us. Well,
same phone number, yeah. But yeah, we're still getting text messages. We're talking about the LSU coach, Les Miles, being fired mid-season, which rarely happens, especially in a big program like that. Kid Nation got our back, Kelly, in case you wanted to know the scoop.
Okay.
Here's what happened with Les. He and the offensive coordinator were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're each other's best man at their weddings. After the Auburn game, they told Les, look, Cam has to go. We're done with him. And Les, being his homeboy, said, yo, if Cam goes, I'm outie. And they said, fine, bye. And he's like, cool, I'm out. So.
And then they paid him $8 million or $10 million to leave.
Something like that. Thank you to the LSU forums.
They wanted him gone that bad to pay him $10 million
right.
to leave.
And from the first break of the show, Jenna said 40 Days and 40 Nights was a scary movie based in Alaska.
No, I said it was Josh Hartnett, and there were vampires, and when it was all dark.
Yeah. Wrong Josh Hartnett movie, but had numbers in it.
Okay.
It's 30 Days of Night was the movie Jenna was talking about.
Oh. Also with Josh Hartnett.
Yes, 40 Days
that's
and
40, right.
40 Days and 40 Nights was
that. That's right. He does not have sleep with women.
You know what I'm saying?
Very different.
But also the same in 30 Days of Night. I don't think there was any sleeping with women.
Al was talking about how he wanted to go to Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to go when it's light out.
I think I would prefer to go, if I can choose, I think I want daylight. I don't want to go somewhere and it's dark all the time.
Right.
Very depressing.
Right.
Yeah. But then again, I don't want to go to sleep when it's daytime either.
It's
like
they have blackout curtains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're set up for that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Hmm.
It's bright sunshine.
But it messes with your body clock, they say.
Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we got this text message right here that says, at the hospital, about to have a baby.
Yay!
So you took time out of labor to text.
So we're like, wait a minute. If we started playing a game, was that the woman texting us about to have the baby or the man? And here's Andy. Hi, Andy.
Andy man, Andy woman.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Andy man.
Wait, so Andy, you're about to have a baby?
Yeah, not me. My wife is.
Right? What's your wife's name?
You're just on the text.
Is she pushing right now, or...?
No, she's in there uncomfortable. They got her hooked up to all the machines right now.
So you just at the hospital, nothing to do, so you've decided to text us. That's nice, man.
Yeah, I text a lot, but today was a big day.
It is a big day.
First baby, second baby?
Fourth.
Wow.
Fourth baby.
Been there, done that. Do you have a name picked out, Andy?
Yep, we named him after JC's boy, Kaysen.
Yeah, what a cool name. So, do you guys know what time you think Kaysen will be brought into this world?
Hoping before noon.
Yeah, you got plans for the afternoon?
You got lunch plans.
Tea time?
Nah, I just woke up too early.
Yeah, Andy wants to make sure you can catch the Monday Night Football game.
Oh, right.
Well, maybe he wants to watch the debate.
Or the debate.
Nah, I think football is more important.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, well, once Kaysen is born, do text us. Let us know how much he weighs. If he's looking like a little alien or not, which they usually do, you know that. You've had four. And, man, congratulations, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for texting us. And please text us again if there's any other monumental moment in your life. Just text us.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
People think about us.
That could
put having a baby.
Down. Good job, Andy. Good job on that. The baby and stuff. Speaking of the debates tonight, Jenna gave me $1 this morning.
For what?
Is this what... Because you went to the iHeart Festival.
I did. U2 performed, and they made it rain, and then people were grabbing the dollars. They weren't regular dollars.
Donald Trump dollars.
Oh.
And then you're thinking, are they Donald Trump supporters? And
no.
then you
oh,
read.
No,
well,
they're
you
not.
No, U2 would not be.
Right.
Make America hate again.
Oh, my.
Jeez.
The disunited states of America.
So they're going at Trump.
Billions and billions of dollars. Jeez. Okay. In Dollar We Trust.
Yeah, that rained from the sky.
Did you think it was real money at first?
Everyone kind of did.
It's a little large.
It's a little large, but when it's coming from above and it looks, it looks pretty real from high up.
Yeah. I would take it. It's a big bill, though.
It is very
big. You could tell once
I don't think anyone would try to. They want you to know it's not legal tender.
They're crazy in Vegas, by the way, though, because when you're paying for anything, like I didn't have big bills with me. I had 20s rolling with a couple 20s. Dang. And so I pull a 20 out to buy some drinks. The bartender girl's holding it up in the light. Because they are so used to fake money, I guess, that I don't get that a lot at home when I'm giving a $20 bill.
Right.
Hundreds and stuff, I see that happen.
I get it all the time at Dollar Tree.
Yeah, with the pen.
They do.
But with a $20 bill at the grocery store, I don't get that held up a lot. But I'm talking like every bill I handed anyone in Las Vegas, they're holding it up. I'm like, it's just
a
five.
What they're looking for. It's like some sort of thread in there or something.
There is, yeah. There's a thread through there.
And at different times, there can be more of those bills circulating, you know, in different parts of the country or whatever.
It makes you feel so nervous all of a sudden, like, it's real.
But what if it's not?
It's real,
and it's not your fault.
They take it.
Yeah. And you're out of luck?
They take it from you, yes.
Yeah.
And then you're out,
the
and then you still have to pay.
They got to take it out of circulation.
That's not fair.
Well,
it's
I mean,
fair, but it is what it is.
That's the law.
Do they check $5 bills?
No, it's usually just the
$20s.
Okay.
Well,
oh,
I was saying in Vegas, they were checking every bill you hand them. Okay. Yeah, maybe not ones, but yeah, it was interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll have to talk about your weekend in Vegas soon.
Hillary, debate will be epic. Lots of hot air, better use antiseptic. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Yeah, hot air can be germy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of rhymes for epic.
Right.
Antiseptic.
Septic, yeah.
Antiseptic.
Hectic.
Peptic.
Hectic.
Peptic.
Hectic.
All right. Our first caller of the
day.
We're
so quick to judge, aren't we? We're not over here writing little raps for you.
Do you look? Do you look rhymes? Do you have a rhyming website?
Rhyme Zone.
Rhyme Zone.
I need some.
Oh, that's the one I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rhymezone.com is the best.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, let's meet our contestant.
All right,
first one to call back, Marisol Gutierrez. Shout out.
Hey, Marisol.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
We're doing great. What are you up to this morning?
Fixing to take the kids to the school.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
When did you sign up at KidNation.com for Beat the Bank?
Probably about a month ago.
Okay. Finally paid off for
you. There you go.
Yes, we've been trying to get on. My kids are all excited.
Yeah.
Did you scream when you heard your name? Is that the first thing you did?
No, my boyfriend called me. He was like, they called your name, Carl.
Yeah.
Way to go, boyfriend. Yeah,
he gets a pity. He gets a pity if you win some money.
Yep.
All right. Mighty Soul, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be in there with you. You know the rules. The dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there, so it's up to your gut. Once you feel like it's gone as high as it's going to go, you yell stop. That's how much money you will win. You can win up to $1,000, but you still have to yell stop, because if that door closes and you don't say stop before that happens, you get nothing, okay?
Okay.
You got this. You got to drop the kids off at school. You want to make some money, make it a good Monday. Al, how you feeling this morning, buddy?
Marisol, I'm feeling sexy.
All right, that helps.
What does that have to do with Beat the Bang?
Sexy.
Oh,
okay.
Alright.
Alright, so I think, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm nervous and excited.
I'm feeling sexy. Right.
Sexy. Okay. Al feels sexy, you guys.
Marisol, you're so happy.
I hope
you win a lot of money.
I've been trying to get on Meet the Bank for a long time. Well, that's why.
Hopefully this is a good day. We don't want to change that laugh.
There you go.
your time is here, Marisol. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$170 $190 260 310 520 640
Stop. At $640.
Too nerve-wracking, isn't it, Marisol?
Yes.
Is it because Big Al said he was feeling sick, see?
And that was the sixth number that you rattled off. I was counting.
Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. What are you going to do with that?
My minimum was 500.
Oh, was it? Oh, so you went over a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, that's in your luck.
Yeah.
Risky,
right.
Risky, mighty soul. What are you going to do with $640?
Take the kids out to eat and buy them shoes.
There you go.
Nice.
Get them some sneaks.
Yeah.
Hey, just for fun, we do like to see how high it would have gone to see if you bailed out at the last second. You already got $640. This is just to see.
Okay.
700.
Oh, big jump. Does he go?
750. 820. Okay. 1,000.
Oh, the banker was feeling good this Monday morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's all right. 640 ain't half bad, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited.
All right.
Hey. Good job.
Congratulations.
Way to go.
Soul. Thank you for playing, okay?
You still feeling sexy, Big Al?
Still feeling sexy?
And thank you to your boyfriend for listening.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He's the one that got you
what's
in.
What's his name? Give him a shout out.
Hold on. Let me get his name. Marisol, what's his name?
Rudy Sanchez.
Rudy Sanchez.
Rudy.
That's a cool name right there. All right, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. We'll play again less than an hour away. Sign up at KidNation.com if you haven't done so. Look, Mighty Soul signed up a month ago, and she just got paid off right there.
Yep.
Coming up next, Sadie Robertson. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's on Duck Dynasty. Now she's a motivational speaker.
How about that?
Doing things. She's only 19 years old, doing all that stuff. We'll talk to her next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we have a special guest in studio this morning, everyone.
Yes, we do.
Say hello to the beautiful Sadie Robertson.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
We know you from Dancing with the Stars, of course, from Duck Dynasty. Did you guys just premiere season 10?
It's wrapped.
The wrapped season 10.
Yes, I think so. I get lost.
They run together.
We're on, like, season 11.
So you already taped season 11? Is that what you're
telling? We're filming it right
now. Okay.
So how old were you when the show started? I mean, though, season 11, it hasn't been 11 years.
Oh, no. I was a freshman in high school, and I just graduated. So it's been about 5 years almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it weird to grow up famous and you see your other friends? Because I'm sure your friends stayed relatively normal. And then you're on Dancing with the Stars, still going to high school.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. It was kind of weird because when I was in L.A. or New York, it was like, you know, I was doing those type of things. But when I was in Monroe, Louisiana, nobody treated me any differently. So it was kind of cool. I got to live a little bit of best of both worlds.
Sadie, before we started the break, was talking about how her grandma used to eat brain squirrels.
Ugh. Squirrel brain. Squirrel brain.
Brain squirrels.
It rocked your world. You can't even talk.
Yeah.
What is the weirdest thing you've eaten growing up?
Oh, I kind of skip out on that, but probably squirrel brains is the weirdest thing my family eats.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is actually more normal than you think.
Squirrel brains?
I think so.
Really?
Well, they hunt.
I guess in Louisiana. I mean, it's a different normal.
What does your family do if a vegan comes to visit?
Oh, that's actually funny because my mom's side of the family is vegan.
Really?
And my dad's side of the family obviously is not.
Now, did you grow up in Monroe? Did you listen to our show growing up ever?
I actually did.
Here
so
and
this
there?
Is really cool for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool. This is really awesome.
Well, that makes us feel good about ourselves.
I've driven through Monroe many a time.
Yeah.
We did an appearance down there a long time ago at some type of little store that sold feather boas. That's all I remember.
That. They gave us fuzzy gloves and hats because it was cold.
It was so cold in the parking lot. They had us outside and they gave us...
It wasn't boas. It was like furry scarves and fuzzy because it was so cold. The shop owners felt so bad. They were just giving us stuff to wear. They were so nice, you know?
Very nice.
If they felt really bad, they would have invited us inside where the heat was.
Now, Sadie Robertson, now your job now is a speaker. You're a motivational speaker, basically. You go out and speak in front of people, which is what everyone says their biggest fear is.
Right? Public speaking.
Who got you into that?
Well, actually, so I started whenever the show started, you know, because people want you to come and talk and stuff. And when I first started, I was like, this is not for me. I was so nervous all the time. But then after Dancing with the Stars and after being in front of live audiences a lot, it felt like the Lord just really put it on my heart and all of a sudden I could do it. And now it's like my passion. I love to do it. I actually feel more comfortable on stage than like anywhere else.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
And it's not just you up there. It's the whole family, right? Because I was just following along on some Instagrams. It's like 20 of you in a bus going on tour. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, my family, we travel in packs, but it's actually myself, my cousins, my brothers. There's 8 of us in the squad.
Well, it looks more like 20 to me.
That was going
to
ask you.
It's a lot. It's the beards, girl.
Yeah. Cute. And so, yeah, we go in at different times, and we all share our stories and kind of just like, I don't know, we just encourage people, and we always say, you know, out of the 8 of us, you can probably relate to one of us, learn something from one of us, because we've probably all been through it. Yeah. We've all been through something, and so we make a good little team.
And the tour's called Live Original.
Yep, Live Original. Thank you for getting that right.
Everybody's saying live.
Live Original, yeah.
But I said brain squirrels earlier, so.
You don't look like an idiot.
So that ruined it.
What kind of things do you personally talk about?
So for me, I talk about different things at different places I speak at. For this tour, we're talking about what we're chained to and what we're changing to. And so, you know, everybody has that one thing that's been burning them for a long time. And for me, that was fear. So it's funny that you brought that up. I actually have a tattoo that says fearless now because I've really escaped that. And so I'm going to be going out there talking about how to overcome those things, how to overcome fear and how to live in freedom and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Now, your dad's very protective of you. Willie, sure. Was he cool with the tattoo? Or was he, did you hide that for a while?
My dad has, like, 3 tattoos. So
what can he say?
What
right?
can he say, you know?
You could say, I'm your daddy. That's what I say, that's what's going on.
As I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Is dating difficult with your family and all the men around?
Yes.
Yeah. And hey. Guns, yeah.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
over.
That's one house I would not, yeah. well, for a lot of reasons, but that's, I could not. If I was 20 years old. Oh, bye!
Yeah. Uh-uh. Yeah. Now, do you keep in touch? Who do you keep in touch with the most from your Dancing with the Stars season?
Oh, man. I really talked to all of them. Probably Alfonso, who actually came in first in the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I came in second. And everybody's like, oh. I'm like, no. It's actually really cool. We kind of became like a family. Every time I'm in LA, I stay with their family. And so, yeah. He literally, like, I call them, like, Papa and like Mama, like just like they're my LA
sweet.
Family.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
Yeah.
And Mark's not doing the Dancing with the Stars this season. Why is he not? Do you know why?
No, Mark is actually doing Jersey Boys in New York on Broadway.
Why.
He's doing a great job, and we are like super close. He actually came to my family's Thanksgiving, so we're very close.
Everybody just
That's
wants
so
to be a
cool.
part of this family. I saw where I was just like, I'm finding out more since we were going to be interviewing you. You just finalized the adoption of your new brother.
Yes, we did.
And I mean, so how many is that now in the family? How many kids?
I have to think about that. Well, now with Mary Kate, there's like 7 of us, but if you don't count Mary Kate, 6. We'll count her.
Yeah. She's in now.
Right? Yeah. I mean, and this is an older adoption, so your parents sought out an older child. I mean, everybody that gets adopted seems like they want the fresh little new right out of the womb baby,
yeah.
right?
It's so. Definitely different, but my mom was speaking at an adoption thing because my mom's on the board for like this adoption thing. She does a lot of stuff like that. And this woman came up to her, and she was in Texas, and she was like, do you know anybody that can keep a 12-year-old boy? And my mom was like, oh my gosh, I gotta figure it out. And so she went back home, and she was like talking to my dad about, can anybody we know keep it? And dad was like, we can. And mom was like, are you serious? And so dad gave her the go, and she called the lady back, and she was like, we'll keep him. And we thought we were just going to keep him for a little while until he like got on his feet, but we ended up adopting him. So
just loved him and didn't want him to go.
And that's so nice of your family to do that, because when you age out of those homes, they just set you free.
Right.
It's like, all right, go live life. But you didn't grow up with a family. You don't know how to go about it. And you guys gave them that chance to have a family around.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so cool that you guys
walk
did that.
Walk the walk.
Yeah. You also have a prom dress line with Sherry Hill.
Yeah.
So when you're not doing speaking engagements, you're making dresses.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy. But this is like my 4th line with her to come out, or 5th. I was kind of sad. But she's awesome. They're actually a family business too, and Christian family. So we had a lot in common. We kind of just hit it off. And
good. No more hoochie prom wear. I'm so sick of seeing that.
Well, what if she has a little hoochie line here?
Wait a minute.
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
This is nice,
the next season.
Beautiful, classy prom dress.
You can have a classy strapless.
There's a need for hoochie-less prom wear.
And you got a movie coming out, I saw.
I do.
In October.
Yeah, wait. Is it October? Yeah.
It's so much going on, you can't keep it straight.
Yeah, it's next month because we're going to the premiere in Nashville. Yep,
and this is based on the Columbine shootings.
Yes.
You want to tell a little bit about that?
It's a serious movie.
It is, but it's actually, you know, people are going to think this movie is about, like, death and stuff, but it's really about life because mm-hmm. it highlights Rachel Joy Scott's story, and she was the first one to die, but she, like, stood up for her faith. So they said, like, where's your God now? And she still, like, she didn't deny him, and then they killed her. Mm. But her story is so powerful, and I think it's going to, like, really touch a lot of teens' lives.
And I said you were offered the lead, but you decided to pass on that?
To play Rachel?
Yeah, well, it was going to be my first movie to ever do. And to play Rachel, I mean, that is, like, huge because her story is just, like, crazy. It's really impactful. It's really awesome. And I just didn't want to, like, not do it justice right. because I know how much. This is not just, like, a movie, but this could be, like, a movement.
Yeah.
And I wanted that to, like, really get across.
That makes sense.
That is great.
Yeah.
What other movies are you planning on filming other movies?
Well, I was in God's Not Dead earlier this year, so that was fun. And, you know, auditioned here and there, so we'll see.
Did it come right after Dancing with the Stars? Did those just start flooding in?
Yeah, it was crazy after Dancing with the Stars. That show is so awesome. It really gives you so many opportunities. And it was kind of one of those things. I was like, am I going to go movie route or am I going to go, like, speaking route? And I'm kind of going speaking right now, but who knows in the future.
You weren't a dancer before Dancing with the Stars.
I never did.
You're just a natural.
I was like, whew, I was so nervous.
And do you think it's a little bit... It's a little bit unfair when they put somebody out there like a Lori Hernandez who has all this. I mean, but she's an Olympic gymnast. She gets out there, it's like, boom, got it.
That's how it was with Alfonso. It was funny because he was like handpicked by Michael Jackson.
Right?
And so I told him, I said, you know what? I'm just going to follow in your footsteps. And I was like, if I can keep up with you, then I'll be good. And I came in second.
Dang you, Alfonso.
Who will win this season? I haven't been keeping up.
Who do you
think
will
win?
Yeah.
Because
she's really good.
Val, too. And Val is incredible. Mm-hmm. He's a great choreographer.
That race car driver guy's really surprisingly good, too.
Vanilla
I can't remember his name.
Vanilla Ice is in there.
Vanilla Ice.
Whitney Carson's great, too. So they're a good team together.
Yeah.
And your siblings that are going on this Live original tour with you. Is it a lot of their first times getting up? I mean, you've got some experience under your belt. How about for them?
It is some of their first times because Reed, my cousin's like fiance, Brighton, and she's doing it with us now. So this is so new to her.
Yeah.
And you can tell she's really nervous on stage, but I think once we get out there, she's just going to kill it.
Is it a lot of Q&A or is it just you guys talking?
Well, actually, we kind of wrote things like very strategically to
you planned ahead
to influence
they
like,
rehearse
they prepare out
interesting Al.
Turn around looking at me for
hold on Sadie, this is weird. So you have a speaking engagement and you plan ahead what you're gonna say.
Yeah.
Right. It's crazy.
Wow.
Good thing I don't have any speaking engagements
anymore. Yeah. Have you ever winged it though, like in the beginning?
Yeah, definitely.
How did that go?
A lot of times. You know, it's not that bad, but this time we want to really influence like the young adults. So we've done it like with video and with lights, and so it's like the time has to be.
You gotta show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we want to get in touch with you, you have the app called Sadie and you can stay connected with you. You get exclusive videos. Do you Q&A on your app?
Yeah, I do a lot of, like, live streaming and stuff. So, like, behind the stage, and there'll be some, if you can't make it to the tour, like, you'll see some of the show.
You know what you have to get if you don't have them already? I have not been on your app. I'm not very app savvy. You have to have Sadie emojis.
Ooh.
Are those coming?
Oh.
Good God. Now
but don't,
they maybe.
Don't do those twerking ones, Sadie. We want to keep them clean.
I be a little
yeah, but keep them nice.
Them.
No, there is a lack of good faith-based emojis out there, Sadie.
Yeah, and I've been wanting
somebody write that down.
I want
her
squirrel
camp.
Brain.
Sadie emojis.
Squirrel brain.
If you want to catch the Live Original Tour, they're going to be in San Antonio October 1st at Freeman Coliseum, Baton Rouge October 2nd at the Baton Rouge River Center Theater, New York, Kentucky, North Carolina, Indiana, Illinois, Florida, and then you're going to finish in Birmingham on October 15th at Alabama Theater.
Wow, quick tour.
You're busy.
Little busy, yep.
Well, Sadie, it's been a pleasure to meet you. You're awesome. We knew it from the get-go. If you want to follow her, Sadie Robb. That's Twitter. And then Instagram, legit Sadie Robb.
My name was already taken.
Some jerk took them. Sadie Robb, so go with legit Sadie Robb.
There you go.
Not the not legit Sadie Robb. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm glad you listened to the show in the past.
Yeah,
that's
this
great.
Is seriously such an honor.
Come visit anytime you want.
Thank you.
You're dying to ask her.
What?
Who's your favorite?
No. I'm not going to ask her because our feelings get hurt. But if we were to ask you, Sadie.
Oh, wow. Why do you have to do that, JC?
Because Kelly obviously wants
to. It's going
to
be Kelly.
Who's your favorite?
I'm just going to keep this on it.
Yeah.
Just say Kid Craddock.
Just say Kid Craddock.
Yeah. If they're in this room, blink once.
I'm covering.
Oh, look, Sadie's so tricky. All right, give it up for Sadie Robertson, everyone.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got $1,000 to give away to a deserving teacher here in a couple minutes. But before we get into that, we just spoke with Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that she did listen to the show back home. And then we asked her, who's your favorite member of the Kid Nation group? So, she didn't want to answer on the radio, but apparently, I am being told that White Cheddar was walking her out to her car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she revealed to him who her favorite was.
Oh,
she did.
She didn't want to say it on the radio.
Right.
But she sure told you.
Yeah.
She's too polite.
She didn't tell me not to say it on the radio.
Right. She didn't tell you not to say anything.
Oh.
So this is out of Sadie's mouth.
Yeah. She did love the emoji idea.
Uh-huh.
So. I saw her people write that down.
Uh-huh. Sadie emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sadie emoji.
So who do you think it was?
Kelly. Kelly.
No, I don't think it was me. I want it to be me.
Not Kelly Raskin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang. I would think they have the most in common. That would be, I'm kind of surprised.
From the South.
Well, she's got a fashion line, so based on the fashion line alone.
Mm. Big Al?
Maybe
Big Al,
definitely not Al.
I had on workout clothes. I wasn't doing myself any favors.
I would go with Jenna.
Not Jenna.
Oh, now it's down to the gentleman.
All right.
Oh, I bet she has a crush on
JC. I bet she does.
I went for the black guy. Big Al. I'm going with Big Al.
How would JC? I was making eye contact a lot.
It's got to be JC.
It's got to be Big Al.
I'm going to guess. I want it to be me, guys.
I
don't want to lie.
Big Al Mack.
Oh, well done, Al.
All right.
You're Sadie's favorite.
Wish I had known that. I would have tried to, I don't know what I would have tried to done.
Talk a little more?
Yeah. I don't know.
Live up to it?
Yeah.
When someone says you're their favorite, you always feel the need to live up to it.
I need to call her now or something. I don't know.
Well done.
All right.
It's best you didn't.
Yeah. If you want to keep it that way, you should, yeah. Good job, Al.
Thanks.
All right, now we got to give away $1,000 to a deserving teacher. We're doing it.
All right.
We got another one after this one. We've already given two away. This is our third one, right?
We might try and keep it going if we
can. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, hi, Mr. Tran. This is JC. I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi,
everyone.
Good
How
morning.
Are y'all doing?
We're Wonderful. Doing great. Permission to call you Jim?
Yes. You can call me Jim.
Hi, Jim. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. Everyone doing okay?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, doing great, man.
I'm great. You're probably getting ready here to teach, right?
Yeah, I came to school and getting my room ready. We have parent-teacher conferences this week, we're all staying late, and so I got to try to get everything in order before the kids come in.
Big week. Well, we hopefully are making this a much better Monday, because I know how tough it is to deal with all that stuff this week. But we have a letter here that you wrote us. Kelly Raspberry is going to read it for us real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to probably explain some of this stuff to me. Right. In my head.
Okay.
I work at a Title I elementary school in Springdale, Arkansas. We have a very diverse student body from pre-K to fifth grade. Our school has over 85% free and reduced lunches.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Our school district has provided, is it one-to-one technology devices?
Yes, our school district received what's called a Race to the Top grant.
Uh-huh.
And so with that grant, they're able to provide all the schools with one-to-one technology. So in third grade, they start learning how to use computers, or we have what is Chromebooks. So.
Okay, he said for his students, this is the first time they're introduced to keyboards, internet, digital citizenship.
Cool.
And Jim Tran says, I teach third grade. I utilize our Chromebooks on a daily basis. One item that I created on my first Donors Choose project is to purchase USB numeric keypads. These keypads, along with teaching how to use a keyboard, will become useful in class. The Visa gift card would be used for a Donors Choose donation that's price matched with the Gates Foundation. The remainder of the money would be used to secure devices that are compatible with Google Expeditions. This resource will allow my students to take virtual field trips around the world without having to leave the classroom. So that's
very cool.
A really ambitious project.
Wow.
And you teach at, is it Bayari Elementary? Is that how you say it?
Bayari. Yes. And so Google has what's their Google Cardboard, and last year they piloted some programs where basically they use phones as a VR device, so a virtual reality device. So schools and teachers could organize field trips, and they put on these little they put almost like those ViewMaster type and they put them on their eyes, and they can look around the room, and basically what they're seeing is where like they can go in the ocean, or they can go to a locale.
Oh, man.
And the teacher kind of directs that. I've seen those commercials on TV with people wearing those glasses.
They're so
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's a cheaper version in a sense, but it's really cool, and we want to bring our kids opportunities to do things, because you know sometimes these kids won't be able to leave the town we're living in, or until they're much older. So So if we could bring a little bit of the world into the classroom, that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, that $1,000 is yours.
Holy moly. That's awesome.
Congratulations, man.
It's cool you say use the word piloted, because Pilot Pen is going to give you a prize pack including Pilot G2's friction clicker erasable ink pens and, like JC said, a $1,000 Visa cash gift card to help get or your classroom whatever you guys want. And it's all thanks to Pilot Pen.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to y'all in the morning. I appreciate it very much. A couple years ago when you had the classroom musical, we had an honorable mention from there as well. And so anytime that you have anything to do with school or teachers, I'm trying to enter as much as I can because our kids deserve it.
And, yeah.
And so we really appreciate it.
Well, you're doing God's work, Mr.
Yeah, thanks for doing what you do every day.
Thank you. Before I go, I just wanted to say something to my town, Springdale, Arkansas. We had a recent tragedy over the weekend where one of our football players from high school died in a car accident.
Oh,
so a lot of teachers and students are going to school this morning, and, you know, they're heavy-hearted and just wanted to give them my support and prayers and love and know that we'll get this through together, and we're Springdale, and we're Springdale strong. So just give my support to my town. And
we will.
Hopefully we'll make it through this week and here on after, but it's going to be tough. But
you'll make it through this week. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and you guys
Tyler
as well.
Williams family. We'll hold y'all up in prayer, Doc.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for listening. And everybody in Mr. Tran's class. And again, at the end of the day, he says his students follow three simple rules. 1, work hard. 2, be nice. 3, make strong choices. These rules will take them far in life. That's what he wants to do.
Hey, I think we could all listen to those rules.
Right? Exactly. That's Jim Tran right there. He just got $1,000.
Way to go, Springdale, Arkansas.
And we'll keep the $1,000 going because Beat the Bank is coming up next. We'll call out 3 names. Your shot at winning up to $1,000 happens next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Time for round 2 of Beat the Bank. Marisol Gutierrez won $640 an hour ago.
She sure did.
Could have been $1,000, though. The banker did go all the way this time. And it's time for round 2. Big Al Mack, do you have the 3 names we're calling out?
I most certainly do. We're looking for Vanessa Rodriguez, Kennedy Judd, or Nicole Reynolds. Nicole Reynolds, Kennedy Judd, or Vanessa Rodriguez.
Shout out.
Your time starts now. You have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. Your chance is up to $1,000.
And if your name wasn't called, don't worry. You still have a shot because if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines.
There you go.
Tap it a couple times. Had my daughter's birthday party over the weekend.
Yeah.
I saw those pancakes.
Did you see them? The cake or the pancakes?
I saw the cake made out of, the cake made to look like pancakes,
made
right?
Look like it,
whatever. I love pancakes.
It was a cake. And it looked like real pancakes.
Beautiful. Is she going to remember it?
No.
Okay, yeah.
That's why you have pictures.
Sure.
She'll think she remembers it.
Yeah.
I gave up fighting that. If it makes my wife happy to plan these parties.
You just do it.
And she has her friends over and people can drink a couple mimosas and eat some pancakes and eat cake. Cool.
And you feel like a good parent, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. It makes you feel good because the kids are having fun. But it was a pajama-themed birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought the parents were supposed to be wearing their pajamas, too.
Right. No, so did we, Kelly.
So, yeah, thank you, because I asked Kenzie. So I show up in my jammies.
Sexy jammies or ugly jammies?
No, it was children, so I wore pajama pants. And I wore my little tank top with a shelf bra,
because
I didn't want to be flat, and my robe, and my house slippers.
So it was regular attire for you.
And apparently I was the only one that bothered to ask Kenzie, our parents also jammies.
We meant for it to be everyone in jammies, and it was just Kelly.
Just Kelly. Y'all didn't even do it?
My wife did, and I did too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, JC sleeps in gym shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah. So he's like going to go play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Kenzie was wearing a cute little shirt and little sleep shorts.
Yeah. little too short shorts.
Oh, really?
They were fine.
Any dads there? Just moms.
Yeah, we had a couple dads there.
A couple dads, okay.
Not a lot.
I didn't get invited.
You were in Vegas.
No, but I mean, you didn't know. I didn't know I was going to have to go to Vegas way after the invitations
went out.
You
need a child.
We think about the people who don't have kids, and we think to
ourselves. I just want to know that you don't invite me because you think that I wouldn't want to go.
Right. That's why. We figured you wouldn't want to be, our single friends without kids wouldn't want to be around kids on their Saturday morning.
Yeah. I know, but there were pancakes.
There were.
In the future.
Keep in mind my few favorite food items.
Yeah, there were pancakes for sure. And there were, Yeah, I'll invite you next time.
Have another pancake party for Jenna. That's what you need to do.
No.
Have a pancake party.
I didn't even invite my single friends.
So how did it go? Dudes. Other than
that'd
everybody
be great.
Went well. Oh, because you want to meet the single guys?
Yeah, invite your single friends.
But you already know my single friends.
Oh yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Reggie and Paul. That's all I got. Would you show up in pajamas, Jenna?
Yeah.
See, she would have.
There you go.
Ugly ones. I wear ugly pajamas.
And Kelly, you also went shooting over the weekend with Alan.
Did. It was a surprise date.
Not in pajamas.
Not in pajamas. He told me he was taking me on a date and he wouldn't tell me where.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he bought a weekend car. He bought this little Porsche convertible. So he went and got his
buddy.
He went and had his car washed and detailed because this was a date.
That's what you do, boy.
I love that he still takes me on dates. You know, we've been together almost 9 months. Yeah. So when he finally gets over, he's like, okay, do you want me to tell you? I said, just show up there. I want to be surprised. He said, no, or we have to go first. You're going to know where I'm taking you. He took me to go buy ammo.
Oh, okay.
Because we went to the gun club.
Yeah.
That's
the gun tree club, as he likes to call it.
All right.
And we shot guns.
What'd y'all shoot?
I'll tell you.
Kelly had to write it down because she couldn't remember.
I can't remember. They were big bang bang guns.
Big bang.
And one of them was the type of gun that Dirty Harry uses.
I think that was a 45.
That one is the Smith and Wesson 44 Magnum.
44 Mag. That's a big gun.
It was so big.
Yeah.
Every time, and he wouldn't let me shoot it. He said, because I was having a problem with the 40 caliber. It was kicking back too hard for me, and it kind of hurt my hand.
Yeah.
And I was a nervous wreck the entire time, because it just makes me nervous. It's a lot of power and responsibility in your hands. And all these other people, all these chicks are out there shooting guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people out there. Okay. It's like a fun thing. A lot of people love to do it.
Okay.
He fired that Dirty Harry gun. Every time he fired it, fire would come out of it.
Fire?
Ooh. Fire. And you'd feel the blast. Like, I would be standing so far behind him, and I'd feel the blast across my face. Like, your whole body vibrates.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's very exciting.
All right.
That's wild.
So, I shot
at the gun club?
I shot a 22.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one he said that I liked that had the laser.
Yes.
I shot a 22 Magnum.
Okay.
A 32, and the 40 caliber, which is the one I didn't like. But he wouldn't let me fire the big Dirty Harry gun.
Did you do one single hand?
I did. I tried both of them this way, and then at the end, I was just like with the one hand. I think he thought that was sexy.
Did you hold it sideways?
I just did the one side. No, I didn't do the sideways.
That's not the best way to
shoot.
It's not. When I was at the range, there were some thugs there shooting, and it was actually kind of funny because at first it was scary, but you could tell they had never shot a gun before. But I'm just being honest. They looked like they were in a gang, and they were trying to shoot like they see people in the movies shoot, like. Right hand up, only using the one hand and tilting the gun sideways. They did not hit the target a single time.
Bad shot.
Bad shot was bad form. You're supposed to hold it with two hands.
Yeah.
And
bend your knees a little bit.
Well, without the laser, I was trying to use. But, you know, when you close one eye, your hand moves, you know, when you know, depending on which eye you open or close. So it's like, how do I know what I'm really aiming at? So I found out that if I thought I was aiming at something, if I would move a little bit to the left. Yeah, that's what I found. If I think I'm aiming at something, I would actually then tilt a little bit to the left and I'd hit it.
Wow.
I was a pretty decent shot. We shot at Targets.
Mm-hmm. Did you take it with you?
The store?
No.
No, not the store.
Oh.
No, they give you paper people.
Yes. You can do zombies or people.
Mm-hmm.
They have Osama bin Laden sometimes.
And there was a man that chewed his woman out.
For what?
Because she turned the gun where she wasn't supposed to.
You can't do that.
And all I heard was, and you're wearing all this ear gear and everything, but it's weird because you've got earplugs and everything, but you can still hear people talking. He was chewing her out because, I mean, you could really kill somebody.
It's dangerous.
These people at the gun range take it very seriously.
Well,
The barrel is always supposed to be facing towards
down,
where the targets
down
are.
Down, whatever they call it.
Never towards where people are
and
shooting.
And people come in with, I mean, this one guy next to us, once Alan took out his Clint Eastwood gun, and I mean, everybody was like, whoa, what
is that?
So he
was a cool dude there?
The guy next to him was like, oh yeah, you think that's a gun? He took out something that no human being should own. I don't even know. It was like one of these big,
bazooka or something.
He set it up.
Missile launcher.
Sight and with the little frame. I mean, he could have killed an elephant with that
thing. Yeah, the deer hunting guns are loud. Those hunting rifles, they like boom.
It was scary stuff. I was really very, very, I couldn't breathe easy until we left because it was so, there's so much energy and it's nerve wracking. It was fun. I don't like the big guns, so I like little.
You like little ones? Yeah. You're going to go back, though? Going to make it more
of a... I'm sure we'll go back. I don't know that...
You could get your...
We'll do it all the time.
Your license to carry.
You don't have to have a concealed handgun license if you keep it in your house
or car.
Or in your car.
Right.
You're allowed to shoot.
A place by me that I go Tuesday is ladies' night, and if you bring your own gun... Uh-huh. Which we can do. You only have to buy ammunition, and you get a discount.
Oh, I thought you were going to say free cocktails.
No.
Cocktails and shooting.
No drinking and shooting.
No.
Bring your own gun, free cocktails.
It's really cheap on ladies' night.
Well, it was fun.
Yeah.
And he was very, I think he was very excited that I got to participate in a passion of his, because he owns a lot of guns.
Alan does?
Like cool guns. Like they're the cool guns though, man.
Wow.
And they're expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, thousands of dollars for these little handguns. It's just a different world to me. You know, I don't know anything about that world.
And they don't lose their value.
He has one gun that, like, James Bond uses. He has one gun that's the one, like, Hitler used to kill himself.
Oh, jeez.
And he has the gun, like, Dirty Harry.
Wow.
It's just, you know, crazy.
We should all go together one time. Jenna was pretty good last time they went. Right, Jenna?
Yeah, I've gotten better.
Yeah, have you gotten better?
Well, I had to take Al. I beat Al in the challenge.
Yeah, she did.
That's all good, Al.
Now when I go, though, I don't shoot long distance, like the long range, you know. I just shoot like there's actually an intruder. Like, I go practical with it. Like, I'm just shooting to hurt someone if they're attacking me. So I only keep the target like 10 to 15 feet away. I'm not trying to impress anyone.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're going to have a gun, you better learn how to use it.
Yeah,
because
I feel so much better knowing how to use it.
If it truly comes down to somebody's in my house.
Mm-hmm. You would.
And I would like to think I would.
You absolutely would.
You'd like to think you would. But do you really know what you'll do? Yeah. I mean, everybody talks big. Oh, yeah. But would I be able to pull a trigger and potentially take someone's life?
If your life was in danger, I think you would.
Yeah. I'd like to think I would because... You know, I'm not going to be able to aim to shoot to maim. I'm just going to point and start firing. You know, I just can imagine.
Make that noise when you do
it. Oh, that'll get them to run out. You scream at them like that, Kelly.
Well, did you see that woman that shot those people that broke into the house?
Yeah, like she pulled it out.
She came out guns blazing. Could I do that? Yep. I don't know.
She had like good form and everything.
Yeah.
She was clearing her room.
I had a gun in my hand when a guy was trying to break into my house years ago.
Oh, and you're just praying.
I was talking to the police, the 911 operator.
Quietly?
This guy is kicking my back door, like kicking it. And I had a shotgun, some kind of shotgun in my hand, aiming at the door, hoping and praying.
Because would you have been justified of shooting through the door if he's trying to break it in? Or do you have to wait until he breaks in?
I think the police officers, they kind of say it jokingly, I think, but they say... If you shoot them outside, pull them inside.
Oh.
There's usually a trail of blood.
And don't ask that question. Yes. Just don't ask the question first.
Yeah. Now he's right there. I shot him right there. I don't know how that blood got out there.
Your life's in danger.
It was a scream.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we never have to deal with that.
Right.
The bang. Beat the bang. Kelly is strapping. She's ready to shoot. Better watch out or you'll get...
Okay, trail off song, man.
I had three lines. I didn't have a last line. I didn't realize.
So you're trying to freestyle?
I was trying to do it like while we were doing a bit. I was writing a little line. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah,
you thought it would just come to you?
Nothing came to me. That's hard. 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
If you were watching out, his eyes just went side to side, like looking for something to rhyme with.
Look, shoot.
Completely blind.
Toot.
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 Better watch out, or Kelly will toot.
Wait, what?
Need a rhyme.
All right, let's meet our contestant this hour.
Who have we got?
So apparently they put in their name backwards. I believe you called Kennedy Judd, maybe?
I did.
You did call Kennedy Judd. Well, here's Judd Kennedy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, hey, Judd.
So you put your name in backwards, huh, Judd?
Yeah, must have been having one of those days.
You know what? That's very funny. In the fourth grade, when I was at Green Hill, I was not on the roll for PE class, and so I told my PE teacher. He said, "Write your name on the roll," and I did. I wrote Mac, Alaric.
Uh huh.
Because that's the way the other names were on there.
Yeah.
And the whole entire year, he called me Mac Alaric. He didn't call. He thought that I wrote it the normal,
right?
And not last
the way
first.
It was supposed to. Well, Judd, you still heard your name, and you knew that you put it in backwards and still called in first. Congratulations.
That's right.
What are you up to right now, Judd?
On the way to work.
Oh. What do we do?
Well, I'm a collection manager.
Oh.
I gotta go, dog.
Yeah. So, with me. He's not here.
You're gonna be calling us later.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can collect some of this money.
Yeah.
That's it.
Al, can you tell Judd how to play the game?
Sure. You will hear. Oh, no. We're going to put you in the bank vault with our bank, our banker, and you're going to hear dollar amounts. And the longer you stay in there and you don't say stop, the dollar amounts should increase. In fact, they probably will until you hear the door shut.
Probably.
Then, if you have not said stop before you hear the vault door shut, you're not going to win anything.
He's gotten better.
Really? I was thinking the opposite.
Better than this one.
You're going to wait patiently in our banker waiting room as you hear dollar amounts audibly pronounced to your hearing.
Oh, my God.
You hear one.
Hold on, Kelly, can you tell her?
You hear one.
We're professionals. All right, Judd. Sorry about that.
Good luck, Judd.
You know the rules. Al.
How you feeling, Al? Sixy? I'm sorry. That's what he said earlier.
I'm not feeling sixy this time, Judd. I'm feeling kind of
80.
I'm feeling kind of achy.
Achy.
80.
Okay.
Wow. That's you're
good. Okay.
All right.
But he doesn't know.
But I don't know.
Remember, right. He does not know anything.
I know nothing.
Go with your feel, Judd. Go with your feel.
He was wrong last time.
I was wrong.
Judd knows. He's been listening.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Well, sometimes you can listen to what I feel and do the opposite.
Right. And sometimes that works most of the time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get ready. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$300, $380, $400, $470, $520, $550. $630, $850.
Stop! That's enough.
Oh!
Oh, making me nervous.
My man,
nerves are steel.
I was going to stop at 600. So I said, "One more."
Wow.
Oh boy, you are a gambling man, Mr. Judd.
850,
Mark Kennedy.
Judd.
Very confused as to what your name is.
And then Judd. $850 for you, Judd. What are you going to do with that money?
You know what? I'm not sure. We got Christmas coming up. Something's going to be fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
There you go.
As a collector, do you have any tips on how to get away with not having to pay?
Not really. Yeah. We'll find you.
You guys will always work out deals, right?
Oh, well, I'm a commercial collector, so it's a little different. But there's always ways. You know, that is true. You can always say, hey, let's work out a payment, and they will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we do commercials.
Always negotiate,
you guys. Sound very friendly. I don't have very many friendly-sounding deal collectors.
Because I'm talking to some friendly guys. I know how to, you know, I can switch it around sometimes.
Okay.
He's not tough right now.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Judd, congratulations with your $850. Let's see how high it would have gone.
All right.
Every penny of it.
Cha-ching.
You
cha-ching,
go.
Cha-ching, he says.
You go. How about right, me Jeff. Hitting the eights?
Yeah.
Love it.
Even though you said it was going to go to 780?
780.
Yeah, 80. Yeah. You're close.
Eight-ish.
Judd, enjoy the money. Thank you for listening. If you want to be like Judd and win money, sign up at KidNation.com. We will play again tomorrow, same time, 650 and 750 Central.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey.
Easing you into Monday like what? Turns out Big Al Mac forgot we're on the radio once again, you guys.
Huh, typical.
We're looking for Big Al. White Cheddar says he gave me the I don't know where he's at look.
Oh my gosh.
Possibly down the hall.
A regular occurrence.
It happens once a week.
Maybe twice last week.
This
maybe.
I understand. Like if I leave the room or I go to get food or bathroom or whatever, I put a timer on because I know how long the commercial breaks are. So
I think
a timer.
He just forgets.
He does
on
forget.
The radio.
Yeah. Well,
I'm here.
Got a couple text messages here before we get to what Caroline has for us, which is really cool. Kelly, since Kelly showed up to my daughter's birthday party dressed up as she should.
In pajamas.
In pajamas, because it was a pajama breakfast party.
Complete with my bedroom shoes.
And Kelly was the only one that came dressed up, besides me and my wife. Mm. Kelly, I feel your pain. My husband and I went to a wedding on Halloween. Bride assured us everyone was going to be dressed in costumes.
Oh, no.
But it was just us.
That's even worse.
Dressed as Lumber Jack and Jill while everyone was dressed in formal attire. So embarrassing.
It's like you start wondering, were they all playing a joke on me?
Right.
You know, if you're the only two that show up as a couple.
You feel like they're picking on you.
I knew that y'all were legit.
Yeah, because we were dressed up.
Your friends just think they're too cute to dress up in pajamas.
I think we just forgot to tell them, like, hey, please wear pajamas. Even though I thought my wife...
A couple of them said, we thought it was just the kids.
Yeah.
So...
It can get lost in translation.
I was very comfortable.
I know you were. Had that robe on. Caroline Craddock, you're in studio.
I am.
Not only are you helping us out, but you're also a host now. Or at least you're going to be the host today for the game show we're doing.
I am. I'm so excited.
So what did you get planned up, or what did you plan for Jenna Owens?
So after Jenna's Snapchat series of her trying to make that steak.
Oh, gosh.
Which wasn't looking
Look,
so
I,
good.
I'm it just going to say it again. I don't like being bad at stuff.
Yeah,
I'm competitive.
Yeah.
I am terrible at cooking. I can kind of bake.
Mm-hmm.
I suck. I hate cooking. I'm bad at it.
Kelly says, just get your go-to dishes. Like, Kelly has a couple go-to
sure.
dishes,
okay,
and boom.
I have, like, one thing.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm terrible. I'm absolutely terrible. So, Caroline, I'm kind of in the dark. She said she had an idea.
So,
hey, Al.
Thanks for joining us, Al.
It's no big deal.
All right.
No!
We were done.
All right.
Again, an hour before.
No concept.
All right, Caroline, what are we doing?
I want to buy Charlie Puth some stuff.
Charlie Puth don't care. Go.
Anyway,
yes.
Jenna can't cook, Al, so I made a bid on it.
Yeah, what are we going to be doing with Jenna?
So I can cook. So Jenna and I were having a conversation. It'd be funny if her and I had a cook-off. But then it kind of turned into, I thought it'd be even funnier if we got a master chef kid.
From the actual TV show?
Yes.
Child.
For the kid version.
Master yeah. Chef Junior.
To show up Jenna.
So it's
in a cooking challenge.
Well, I thought we should. I thought we were encouraging Jenna, not showing up.
Oh my gosh! I'm going to get destroyed by a child.
So I contacted Ryan Kate, who was on the show. She's local.
Yeah.
She's going to
embarrass Jenna.
No, they're just going to have a cook-off.
Oh my gosh! Have you? That girl, these kids say things like, I mean, they like know how to make béarnaise and like eggs hollandaise, and
mm-hmm.
I think I saw
béarnaise.
Béarnaise sauce, yeah, for steaks.
Oh,
so I thought it was Bernice.
I thought it was first.
I got a cousin named Bernice.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is,
oh,
I'm
not
saying they know how to make it and pronounce it.
And they know how to chop.
So wait, chop.
You don't have knives.
I don't even have knives.
You don't have utensils.
They'll have all the tools for you there.
You don't have knives?
I know, it's bad. Jenna. I've been wanting to get some, but they're expensive.
Yeah, butter knives?
Is Jenna going to be assigned a sous chef?
Yeah, do I get an assistant? What are we doing?
We'll think
so we're going
about
like head to head in one of those competitions?
Yeah, so Chef Trey was on Top Chef.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
Trey
God.
Wilcox.
These are pros.
So he's going to be one of the judges along with Kelly and JC.
Oh my God.
At least you got normal people judging, Jenna. That's going to help you.
Yeah, so he has a place where we'll do it all and we'll give you the box with the ingredients and there will be a mystery item in there.
Everything's going to be mystery to me.
I'm so excited.
Maybe you could make your pie.
She's going to be given the ingredients. She has to use what they have.
Well, just make a pie out of whatever they give you.
Think about, like, Kelly can cook some things pretty well, and so can you, Carolyn. But how, even for you, with your knowledge, it would be quite difficult to be handed a box of mystery ingredients and say, go, right? Even if you're good?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yep.
Do I get to Google?
No.
So you just got to put the ingredients together.
You just
got to
wing it.
Do I have a lifeline? Can I phone a friend?
Who would you phone?
It's not you guys, I don't want to be
a millionaire. This is going to be ugly.
This is going to be fun.
And we got to eat it?
Yeah,
we got to.
Just make a stew. Just make a stew.
Yeah.
Or again, she doesn't know what she's getting, though.
Well, I mean, but basically, you can still throw everything in.
And make a stew. You can make a stew out of anything, I think, can't you?
I can make
my grandmother would do that. My mother Price. Whatever was in the refrigerator went in the loaf.
Or like an omelet. That's easy.
Yeah.
If you have eggs.
Assuming they give you eggs. Now, making an omelet with no eggs, now you got a problem.
I suggest loaf. Whatever it is, form it into a loaf.
I'm not trying to eat that. That sounds gross.
I like loaf.
All right, Padma, you got to eat it.
Yeah.
You're like the Padma here, right?
I thought it was Padma.
I do have some dietary restrictions.
Okay, well, whatever.
What are your dietary restrictions?
I'm not eating some of that weird stuff that they have to eat, like on Top Chef.
Okay, escargot?
I'm not eating that.
Is it going to be like gluten-free stuff?
I don't care about it. I'll eat gluten.
So many questions. I'm so in the dark. I have no idea what's going to be in that basket.
But if it's something weird, like, you know, how they do guts and stuff. And
they make
heart.
You eat guts?
Don't worry.
They make
yes,
guts?
They do. Ugh. They make you eat hearts and tongue. I'm not eating
brain.
Squirrel brain. Maybe you get squirrel brain.
Yeah, squirrel brain.
I don't think they're going to make you eat that. Today.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to cut pieces out of an animal. I was hoping, you don't think they'd just like, give me the filet already cut?
What if they just give you a live goat and go,
oh
go.
My God!
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.